dealing with types of people, actually, I guess.
You know, before you get into that, one thing I wanted to, when you started talking about bakery goods, I thought of it. Back during World War II, when I was in California, Errol Flynn was on trial for statutory rape. He had taken these two young girls who were 16 or 17 aboard his yacht to show them the moon through the porthole. And one of them was named Peggy LaRue Satterley. She was one of the Hollywood starlets. And I was reading the Los Angeles Examiner, I think it was, which was the real scandal sheet out there in those days. And they had a long three-column section every day on Errol's trial. And during Peggy's testimony, she said that Errol used to call her his little strumpet. That's a type of English tea biscuit, you know. So maybe you could go into a bakery and ask for strumpets. I don't know.
Or a tart. Okay. Speaking of that, what would you, in this next section anyway, what might you call a sexually overactive female?
Might call her desirable to start with, but the commonly accepted term, I guess, would be nympho.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive male?
Stud.
Okay. Any others?
No, generally, I think that would be the common term.
All right, how about a sexually indiscreet female?
A sexually indiscreet female, I'm trying to think of a specific term I would use in that particular case. A floozy, perhaps.
Okay. How about a sexually indiscreet male? Maybe everyone in the community knows his favorite.
I don't know whether I'd have any specific term for him. I'm trying to think of whether I have any specific term I would use that would be comparative to the female floozy. I don't believe that I have. I think I'll go back to it.
Sure. Okay. Now, how about a what terms would be might you use for a effeminate male, not necessarily a homosexual, but an effeminate male? You know, someone that's
well, I think that that the old term pansy covered that. As well as I remember, when I first started using that, that was anybody that was effeminate, not necessarily homosexual.
Okay. Any other terms that you might have run across along the line?
No, most of the other terms I know would be relative strictly to homosexuals.
All right.
Now, I mean, I might refer to one as being effete or feminine, but I would say those would be the terms that I would use now. But younger, I would have referred to anybody like that as pansy.
Okay, now we were talking about homosexuality. Now, what would you refer to a male homosexual as if he was known, you know, like in school or something like that? Was known?
Now, I would refer to them as a homosexual. Up until, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I'd have called them queers.
Okay. Any other